Romans 14:21, and he says here, "It is good neither to eat flesh, nor drink wine, nor anything whereby my brother stumbleth, or is offended, or is made weak." All right, so again, inability of man through sin is made weak. Let's turn over to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 25. 1 Corinthians 1:25. Now, to be quite honest, I don't know where to put this one at. So we'll read it. It says, "Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men." I think he's speaking facetiously. Because what is God, what part of God is foolish? There's nothing about God that's foolish. And what part of God is weak? So if we were to try to peg this, God doesn't even register on the scale. And that's part of the point. He's able to compare even the weakness of God. The weakness of the Almighty is far and away above anything for ourselves. But within this, look down at verse 27. "God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty." So here is God's choice. Even I might lean towards even. I think we could even put that down there as well. Turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter. Let's go to chapter 4. I think this is an important one. Chapter 4. Well, I see my time wilting away quickly. This is a hard passage to understand. 1 Corinthians 4:10, he says, "We are fools for Christ's sake, but ye are wise in Christ. We are weak, but ye are strong. Ye are honorable, but we are despised." So he's looking at, he's comparing their abilities. He says, "You're wise, but you're strong, you're weak, you're honorable, and you're despised." What he's going to do in this passage, he's going to say, despised by this world. And so he's going to try to begin to talk about how that the way that they're treated, the way that they're persecuted, and he sees this as a badge of honor. His weakness is not something that he's ashamed of. The type A personality came in, "Hey, you guys over here and do that. You get over here," and he was firing. Not that he couldn't do that. He had authority and he had power. But they said, "Man, he really writes strong letters, but when he's in bodily presence, he's weak." There's an aspect of how he dealt with people. His personality was tailored to be like the Lord Jesus Christ. I think that's partly, I'm kind of pulling together a lot of things there. Let's see here. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 22.
little different sense here. Verse 22 says, to the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. So I think in this context, he's referring to those that were weak in regard to they were restrictive in that they could not eat of the meat. So in this context, he's referring to that. So in some sense, he's saying there were people that they refrained from those things, but he said, I became just like them in their weakness. I refrained from the things that they refrained. Why? Why would you give up your liberty to do those things? So that I could win them to Christ. And there is an aspect that I think you're referring specifically to the Jews. So, whether you
put all that in terms of weakness, that's probably unnatural.
Inability. They were weak where they could have been strong. But anyway, that could be argued. But you see, he tailored his life to reflect them in their aspect. Now, just to show you that this element of physical weakness, let's turn over here to chapter 11, verse 30 in 1 Corinthians. 11 and 30, and this is in the context of the Lord's Supper. And he says in verse 30, for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. So the word here is our word for weak. Natural weakness. So when we come to the New Testament, what have we found?
We keep finding in the New Testament epistles that it's down here. But don't think that it doesn't have the ability to find that I can be
anywhere across the range in what's going on here. Turn over to 1 Corinthians 12:22. Next chapter over. Yes. Yeah. A lot of times they'll pair two words together, and sometimes you have to, I think they're synonyms, and so we have to ask, when there's a synonym, is he putting them together to help distinguish them or to help clarify? To kind of like by using two synonyms, we get a better picture of the whole of what he's saying. In this, I don't know if I see any distinction, but it's always worth a word study to compare those two and say, but I don't know if that's what the emphasis is on. I think it's kind of the whole. So I don't perceive any distinction between those two. So it's good. There's possible there is, but I don't know if I see it in that passage. So, chapter 12, verse 22. Oh, yes. Now he says, nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be, here's our word, more feeble are necessary. So he's saying, you know what? You've got your bicep over here. Oh, yeah. Really important. You've got your eyes. They're really important. But then you've got your little toe down here. He says, those little feeble members. And he's referring to the body in regards to the body of Christ. And he's saying, no matter the most feeble member among us, is more necessary. He said, don't minimize. This is how this word can be used. 2 Corinthians 10:10 is partly what... Yeah, let's go over to 2 Corinthians 10:10. Got a couple more here, and then I should bring it to a close. 2 Corinthians 10:10. I want to show you what I'm saying there. For his letters that say they are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak and his speech contemptible. We despise him for who he is when he's with us. Boy, he really speaks with power. He's actually addressing this letter to him and say, hey, straighten up. You know, he's really coming after the Corinthians. And it's interesting. He does this by the meekness and the gentleness of Christ. So in chapter 10. So I think he's purposely... So if we go, this same kind of context is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 29. He says, "Who is weak? Am I not weak?" It's like, is there anybody that can relate to this element of weakness? Who's the weakest one among us? I'll tell you, I'm the weakest one. That's what everybody's saying. He says, "If any man needs glory, I will glory of things which concern my infirmities." So now let's go over to chapter 12, verse 10, because he's going to explain these infirmities. And I think this is a very, I'm glad we're going to end on this passage, because I think this really does help us. Verse 10 of chapter 12. "Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses." So here's this element of sicknesses. We're talking about reproaches, people saying things against us, having great needs, having people persecute us, being in a rock and a hard place, in a tight place for Christ's sake. For what does he say? "For when I am weak, then am I strong." So this is very important. Coming from the fact that I'm overburdened with pressure and persecution and difficulty and things come in our lives and we are weak and we sense that weakness. Now, it is. That's a good point. The beatings, wouldn't that have taken a toll on him? And yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. There's an aspect of, I hadn't thought of that, but I think that really has some real merit. That does kind of shape your thinking. If the Apostle Paul walked in the back door, he might need a cane. I mean, he's lived a rough life, and he's done it for the Lord. But he glories in those weaknesses. So, I think we have enough information to say. Now, let's go back to James. Go back to James, then I'll bring it to the close here. What is the context of what we're dealing with here? Look back at verse 13. "Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray." This book is coming at the end of the book to a certain kind of theme. It's talking about persecution. It's talking about affliction. It wasn't one of the key words in the verses before this: patience, endurance. The patience of Job, the prophets suffering affliction are an example of. So these people are believers that are going through persecution. That's how the book began. Written to believers who are in persecution. So, I think it's possible. Now, we cannot determine the meaning just off of a word study. But I at least want to open up the door in our understanding to say it is possible that when he's saying, "Is any man weak or sick among us?" he's not referring to maybe primarily, though that could be a part of it. I'm not trying to dismiss that or cut off that and say, no, that's not what he's talking about. So weak that you struggle to relate to God. Ever gotten to that place? Honestly, if people right now may say, when does that ever happen? You know what happens when someone's in the hospital? I mean, a traumatic event. I love to go to those things, not because that sounds bad. They're really bad. No. I sense the need to be there more times than other places because sometimes I can formulate a prayer that everybody else in the room, all they have such power to do is groan over somebody. Go meet someone after their loved one just passed away and they're laying in the bed in there. And you pray for them and say, can I pray for you? Please, please pray for us. I am so overwhelmed with emotion and weakness. And he says, you know what? When you get to that situation, call for the elders. Get your spiritual leadership around you to pray with you and to pray for you. Now, we need to look at these other words because there's some other aspects. Now, it's always the context. You say, Pastor, it says sick, yes. And it talks about anointing with oil. And it talks about being healed. And it talks about confessing sins. We need to relate all of that. And maybe when we study those words, those. And I kind of let you the well, I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag. Keep that cat right where it is. So it'll be good. So I just want us to get to that point. This is something that I have wanted to study for a long time. I personally have never really gone into depth in it, and it's my joy to be trying to do that work. So in some sense, I don't really have the end from the beginning. I'm just trying to study it 1 week at a time, and look forward to doing that with you. So appreciate your patience with me. We'll go ahead and be dismissed for RU at this time, and go to the